Today I am wearing one of the many Scotty vest shirts that I own. I own some trousers as well. I own some jackets as well. Scotty vest, if you don't know about him, makes kind of geek clothing. It looks like a normal black t-shirt. It's cotton, so it is primed for printing something on the front. And it has hidden pockets, one down by the right-hand side, if you kind of slap your hip, and one up on the left-hand side, balancing it nicely, zipped as well, which is kind of just has a pocket that secretes under your... Secretes? I shouldn't say secrete and then armpit straight afterwards, but it kind of goes under your armpit. And I'm normally known to be wearing my avatar on the front of my T-shirt, or something that says documentally. And this isn't purely a blatant self-promotion thing here. This is because when I'm going to public places, like yesterday, Media 140, where I know there's going to be a lot of people that I converse with on the internet and don't really ever get to see, this is me saying, this is me. Hi, documentally, who are you? I think we should all wear our avatars somewhere. I think we should have badgetars. I think we should have, you know, it could be a moose sticker, it could be whatever, printed onto a kind of little square pin badge that we wear so that we're not leaning down trying to read someone's name that might be totally different to their Twitter name or their social media persona. And I guess it requires people to stick with their avatars, which not many people do, which I think is a little bit of a faux pas, because that's your logo. We'd get nowhere if British Telecom can't change their logo every 5 minutes, would we? We'd never know who they were. That's probably not a good example, but I rely a lot on people's avatars. Yesterday, there were loads of people coming up to me and saying, hi, how's it going? I didn't have a clue who they were because we don't converse that much on video anymore. But I looked down and yes, there's either a Twitter name and on the very rare occasion, an avatar. And I think we need badgetars so that we can do this much, much easier and more fluidly. Maybe we will have digital badges in the not too distant future. RFID proximity pingers. So that when you look down at your iPhone, you are standing within 4 feet of so-and-so. And their avatar and all their details and everything will pop up. I imagine, well, with the technology being available to do that right now, we should do that right now. Something else I do to identify myself in a public space, if I have the chance, is plug my Wi-Fi router in, my little 3 Wi-Fi router, which I've changed the name to at Documentally. Not advertisement again, just to say, I'm in the building, let's hook up. It's great when you get to meet somebody that you have been talking to in depth or just in tweets on the interwebs, on the internet, and you kind of take in things to a next level when you've met somebody in public. So, yeah, it's a difficult one because I don't want to force everybody to identify themselves. Some people are probably just happy surfing the crowd and picking out who they want to talk to. But I would like it. I think we'd make a lot more connections. I think we'd it's just like becoming recognisable. All good. Badgetars. Come on, somebody. Make them. It's a bloody good idea.